The United States closed its consulates in Pakistan today after a car bomb attack on the consulate in Karachi. The blast killed at least 11 Pakistanis outside the consulate when the car loaded with explosives rammed a guard post. A U.S. Marine and five Pakistani employees inside the consulate were slightly injured. No Americans died. The State Department is reviewing the security situation before deciding when to reopen the U.S. facilities. Speaking today in Houston, President Bush described the attack as radical killers who have no regard for individual life.
Kamran Khan, a reporter for The Washington Post, was in the consulate when the bomb exploded. He joins us from Karachi. Welcome, Mr. Khan.
Welcome.
Describe what happened for us.
You know, it was around 10 past 11 when we heard a massive deafening explosion. Immediately, I saw the door glass, which was next to me, blew in and it crashed just a few centimeters away. The other glasses also blew in, and I could see the debris falling from this five-storied building, and it was such a sound you can't imagine. It was, you know, screaming all around, and, you know, there I could hear the screeches of car outside the consulate building. The receptionist ducked under the table. I tried to take cover. Everybody was trying to run away. I couldn't get out because the central locking system was in place. Later, the Marines somehow opened the door and let us out. Outside, it was a scene of total mayhem, absolute devastation. I could see the body parts all around. Human flesh was there, blood, and, of course, several cars which have turned into small metal pieces. You can't recognize that those were cars. The consulate is right next to the Marriott Hotel, and I could see the guests fleeing the Marriott Hotel, which has lost all its window glasses. At the front, a six-storied Marriott building was completely out of glass, and the shopping arcade has also lost the glass fronts and all. So, as you can imagine, that it was a scene of an absolute panic, and people were running in all directions except the police guys who were trying to pick up the shreds of evidence from the scene.
Now, the city of Karachi has been one of the centers of militancy in Pakistan, and of course, it's the city where Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl was kidnapped and brutally murdered. It's also the site of the car bomb attack on French workers that killed 13 people. I wonder just how widespread the anger against Americans is in Karachi. Would most Karachi residents generally, respond positively to these kinds of attacks, or do people there?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. People hate this kind of activity. There is no general sense of anger against the Americans. There's no general sense of resentment against the Americans or Westerners in the city. It is the work of a very, very few people, maybe a few dozen people. And the Karachi is really very sad on these incidents. People have some sense of anger, but that is against the security agencies here or the police here and their performance. And there is no sympathy for these groups or the individuals who were involved in the recent terrorist attacks, including the one which we witnessed this morning.
Thank you very much, Mr. Khan.
Okay.
Kamran Khan is a reporter for The Washington Post. He was in the U.S. consulate in Karachi today when it came under attack.